From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. economy looks strong by many measures, like job growth, rising wages, low unemployment. And for a while, both consumers and businesses were confident about the economy. That confidence now appears to be slipping, at least on the business side. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
A quarterly survey of CEOs finds that after soaring over the past 2 years, confidence in the economy has fallen back to pre-2016 election levels. Joe Galvin directs research at Vistage, an advisory firm for small and medium-sized businesses.
Just 44% thought the economy had recently improved. That's a 20-point drop from last quarter, so a very sudden reversal.
CEOs say they're worried about rising wages and interest rates, the trade war. And now there's the partial government shutdown. Mike Bray owns a pair of hobby shops in Maryland with 24 employees.
Within a few days of talk of government shutdown, we noticed things slowing. A fourth quarter that had started very well suddenly seemed to tighten up.
Joseph Bruzuelas at RSM Consulting says economic and political problems are piling on now,
causing what we call a growing uncertainty tax on the economy.
He predicts businesses will hold back on investment and expansion plans while that uncertainty reigns. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.